Skirt.
Coming back from Epcot, took a spontaneous trip up there. I ended up buying annual passes over there to Disney. And it's pretty cool. They got a gazillion and one options for us Florida residents. I ended up getting something called the Gold Package. Essentially what it is that you get unlimited visits outside of Easter week. And I want to say the last 2 weeks in December. And then that's it. You're able to go anytime, as many times as you want. Right? You get downloaded. You get pictures. You get free parking. And all that shit adds up. Especially when you're trying to stop at a park, it's $20 to $25 parking. Holy shit. Like, Disney really got it right. I mean, it just capitalism at its finest. But I'm all for it. And I ended up doing that spur of the moment. I didn't buy the full price, right? It was like one of those things where I like leveraging my debt, where it gave me the option to make a payment, a small payment. It was like $250. And then it charges me, I want to say it charges me $75 a month, all right? So somehow when I get a big paycheck, then I'll go ahead and boom, pay it off. Not that I don't have the money, I have the money, but I just rather leverage it, right? Just try to keep your monthly nut because I always worry about the shit happens category. All right, carrying on to the story. So I ended up going over to Magic Kingdom. And one of the things about the Magic Kingdom is that, or not the Magic Kingdom, but Disney World, is that you have other parks. You have Hollywood Studios. It used to be called MGM Studios. I don't think it's called that anymore. And then Disney Springs, it used to be called Downtown Disney. So they changed the names around. But I've never been to Epcot. And that was one of the places I said, hey, Jess, what I did with my little one was, okay, which one do you want to go to? And there's nothing like YouTube to go on there and have them get educated on what they want to do. You got Animal Kingdom, MGM, and Epcot. And the annual pass, the golden pass, allows you to do all of that. They have Platinum Plus, they have Platinum, Gold, Silver. And I didn't get the Silver because it blocked out all the summer. Like 2 months. I'm like, oh, shit. Everything else looked good. I was like, I don't know. Maybe if you did a month. But I'm happy with the Gold Package. You get unlimited photos in the theme park. You get unlimited parking. So that was one of those things that I went yesterday on Saturday. Just ran up there. 3-hour drive. Oh, actually, it wasn't bad because I go through the inland. I go through the interstate. I go take down 1727. You know, I can go around and go the highway route. But it's better to go this way, especially if you're hauling down those roads. And it was not bad at all. Ended up going to the little one. She was excited, needless to say. Old man here, never been there. Imagine that. 41 years old. Grew up 20 minutes from Disney World. I never went there. To Epcot. Been to MGM. I've been to the regular Magic Kingdom. I played there in the park. I tell that to Jazz all the time. Hey, I was in one of those bands. One of the things they do in Florida, they invite the bands locally or throughout from the state. They'll say, hey, you want to go ahead and play in our parade? That's the first time I went to Disney because I played music back in middle school and I quit in high school. I love the trumpet. Love playing music, especially up north. It was totally a different experience up north when you're in 6th to 8th grade playing music. It's more modern, more cool. Then you get down here, and all of a sudden it becomes more, you know, I don't even know if this is a word, symphonic, more artistry. It's like, oh, man, this shit's boring. I'm playing William Tell overtures. And before that, I was playing Up North, MC Hammer, Can't Touch This. So, yeah. It was just a totally different feel. So I say, yo, I'm out. I'm fucking out. But, yeah, so one of the perks that I did on that 1 year I did play when I was in Florida, my school was invited to go play at Disney. And it was one of those schools that were playing in the parade. They have, and one of the things they do, you play for 20 minutes, or you play that one thing, and then you get the fuck out of Dodge, you go run around. So I've been visiting Disney from time to time, the Magic Kingdom, and, well, here we are 25 years later, and I'm with the little one. And, man, she's been there nonstop. Went to Epcot twice, yesterday and today. She fucking loves it. But she's become a little bit of a whiner now. I had to talk to her about it. It's like, listen, man, you're 7 years old. I mean, you got to man up about this walk out here in Disney. She wants me to carry her over the shoulders, and that's not a problem with me. But when we're 30 minutes into the place and you want a dad to carry on you? I'm like, no, girl, no. You got to man up on this one. I'm fucking old, all right? Do you see anybody your age getting put or your size? Because she's a big girl, man. She's tall. She's like above my belly button now. So, you know, but of course, I put her on my shoulders. Not a problem there, but it within spurts, because you know how it is with the kids, especially with mine. She's spoiled. I mean, how can you not be fucking spoiled and you get annual passes? I didn't even dare tell her that we'd come back anytime. I just said, yeah, you know, we'll come back. We'll see how it goes. Maybe next time. Can't let the cat out of the bag on that one. Holy shit. Can you imagine if she knew we can go? Every weekend. Hey, Dad, let's go to Disney. Hey, let's go to Disney. She wishes she was there. But you think I'll be a cool dad? And she's there getting bitchy about me not buying her toys. Yeah, I just took her to Epcot a couple times. And you'll be coming here nonstop. The only thing you're getting cranky about is me not buying you fucking toys. You kidding me, right? That's the monster I created. Huh. But, yeah, I would, you know, if anybody in Florida listens to this and loves Disney, well, it's mostly girls anyway, because there is no dads out there. Well, the dads are out there, but you know the mom is right there next to them. There's no fucking way us guys are going to go to Disney, or we love doing that. We're doing it for, it's a girl environment. You know, I hate to go on a rant, but I mean, anybody helping out the cause here by having any male Pixar movies? You know, they got all these theme parks for girls, and they have a little section for the boys. You know, that's the one thing. I'm like, that park, Magic Kingdom and all of that stuff, that is mostly for girls, man. No offense taken, but they don't give me a hard time if you see Avengers and you're saying we should have more female superheroes and stuff like that. Like, well, okay, we should have male princes as movies, maybe? I mean, think about that. All right, well, anyway, well, I'm in there, and obviously I'm an anomaly, because it's not like you see single dads out there rolling in with their kid, you know? You have mama bears all over left and right. It's pretty funny. But the one thing I will say, man, the fast pass is such an important thing. But if you get there on the same day you're going, so for example, you got to schedule that shit in advance. Basically, a fast pass is cut the line. You get an ability to cut the line, but you have to schedule that shit in advance. And when you get there on the same day, fuck, you have no chance. So that's one of the things I learned from this experience. I'm thinking, oh, it's Epcot. People are not going to be there. Oh, I know they are. And they have a Frozen ride. Because what they did was slick. They went ahead, one of their more famous movies or more successful movies, Frozen. They ended up not putting it in the Magic Kingdom in their main event. They put it at the Epcot, like, you know, second tier theme park. And they have a ride there. Then they have a whole setup where you can meet Anna and Elsa. Because that's something my little one wanted to do. But the only time we got to see the queen and princess from wherever the fuck that city is in Frozen, was only during Christmas Parade. But they're not there hanging out at Disney. They're not hanging out at the Magic Kingdom. So you have to go to Epcot for that. So that's cha-ching. But anyway, that gold pass pays for all the theme parks. Pays for free parking. Pays for free pictures. I'm good with that. Especially when I want to say the tickets went up. Let me see how much the tickets went up. They were $100 last time I went. Tickets for Disney. I'm just going on a Disney right here. A fact. $174. Gah. So basically, I paid. Yeah, I mean, I got a good deal, babe. Yeah. If I go use my season pass 5 times, I'm good. That's it. That's all I got to do. And I see myself use it. I already used it twice. I'm going to use it for my daughter's birthday. Then I'm going to use it for probably some. I'm going to go on Halloween. So that's 4. Definitely go during Christmas. That's 5. Oh, I fucking lost count. Man, I'm just being shitty right now. I just came back. But, yeah, so I think it was a good deal, man. I'm excited for my little one, but she can't know that. And my little spoiled brat, she had a good time out there in the rides doing her thing. She didn't want to walk around and see the countries. My daughter, and every kid, what you notice is that every kid has their shtick, right? It's like some kids want to do the rides. Some kids just want to get some ice cream and chill. Just want to have a playground area. others, my daughter in particular, just wants to meet the cast of characters and be on the most girly rides available, like the safest rides, you know? And it's got to be all girl-oriented. My little one is spewing rainbows and estrogen all day long. She has doesn't want to do anything with boys affiliated with anything that guys like. None of that. Comic books. I mean, Nemo, I dragged her into there because I had a little event at Epcot. I was like, dude, I got to do this for me. All right. I mean, yeah, you don't want to go, but you got to go here for dad. I mean, dad had to go ahead and, feed himself a little bit here. Got to feed the big bear. And yeah, I'm just laughing because the little one, man, she is just such a little boss, and she gets so pissed off. She doesn't like authority. She lets it be known. It's like, I don't like to be told what to do. It's like, well, what do you want me to tell you? You're 7 years old. You can't even drive. I mean, I'm just telling you. And then the one thing about it is that she doesn't like any space rides, anything that's dark. Pretty cool airplane ride, by the way. Shout out to Epcot. But there was this one ride in particular, man. It was a space travel they have over there in Epcot, and it's either the intense ride or the baby ride. I said, easily, give me the baby ride. And we were there waiting, and there was this older lady that was spazzing out. She was just saying in Spanish, I don't want to be here. No, I don't want to be here. No, no, no. Get me out of here. I mean, she was saying that 1,000 times. Right after we're lined up, like right before we're going in, she's having a panic attack. They're having to escort her out the side. Of course, my little one sees that. What do you think is going to happen? You know? She just totally panics out. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And then we have a seat. And then she's totally panicked. Right when we're sitting down on the ride, she's panicking. Like, totally, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I get out. I'm like, all right. No problem. I go ahead and tell one of the people, hey, we need to get out of here. And then she gets out, embarrassed, starts crying. Oh, I'm such a scaredy cat. Mommy calls me a scaredy cat. I'm like, no, it's okay. I mean, you shocked me the first time we were a Space Mountain. But after that, I realized it. But I figured in Epcot is a scaled-down version. It's not as if they're amping up the experience here. You know, they want you to die out here. I try to remind her of that. This is Disney. This is not some extreme X Games ride. But she doesn't understand that. Right, my little wannabe a grown-up doesn't understand the concept. But, yeah, I mean, I understand it. She doesn't like anything dark, anything intense. She didn't want to do the car ride. They have a pretty cool car ride. And that's the thing about when you get to those places, especially in Epcot, you got to fucking race to those events. And, you know, Disney now has an app where it allows you to see the waiting times for the rides. And there's a couple places where you're like, holy shit, man. And it's funny because you hold off. It's like a tape, right, before you go into the entrance. I'm doing the story in reverse, by the way. But you're there in the beginning, and you have a tape, right, and they have a band music and so on and so forth. And then they go ahead and open it up and say, okay, release the hounds. And they let the people in. Oh, man, it's a mad dash. People are running to certain events because, yeah, you know the wait is coming. I mean, I was seeing the wait times yesterday. It was over an hour. No fucking way. So are you going to race for it and maybe wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Or go ahead and take your time? I don't know. I just came from the mindset. I grabbed my little one by the shoulders. So let's get the fuck out. Let's go run out there. My big ass was fucking plowing through like the whole, brah, get the fuck out. People are assholes out there in the theme park. They're not nice. You know, I'm a nice asshole. I move around, but I'll say, excuse me, thank you. But, you know, they don't say anything to me. What are they going to say? You know? And then I still have a problem with those girls. I mean, I see girls 12, 13 years old, I mean, with beyond, not even volleyball shorts. Because, I remember the volleyball shorts coming up to your thighs, like maybe above the knee a little bit. I mean, these things are like an inch or two above their crotch. And they have short shorts. And then I look at them, they have braces. I'm like, oh, my God, girl. And I don't mean it in a bad way because I need braces. But I'm saying that they're so young. And they're putting on makeup. It looks so heavy. It's like, girl, you're trying to be so grown already. I mean, you're going to be amazing, but yeah, you got to tone it down there a little bit. Yeah, it's very interesting, and you just have the moms, no big deal. Okay, flaunt your stuff, girl. Wish I had it. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Very weird, but yeah, you see a lot of beautiful sights and sounds. No single dads out there with their kid, that's for sure. But it was fun, man. It was a lot of fun, as usual. Just seeing the little one have the experience. I would say by far the best experience in Epcot is the Frozen ride, if you have a girl. If you have a boy, I'm assuming it's the race one. There's a racing experience. That's pretty cool. This automatically, just to give you an example, automatically, 9 o'clock, there was a 30-minute wait because they opened the park up for exclusive members, people that stay maybe on resorts. They give them an hour extra. And so we ended up, she didn't want to do any of that, obviously. So we did the Frozen ride because I told her that last night. I said, look, let's just get up in the morning, go out there, check the Frozen ride because that's her thing. I said, at least you want to go ahead and do it. But yeah, my little one acting like she's all worn out. I'm like, goodness, girl, stop it. I mean, I'm don't make me feel like so special here, just plowing with you left and right. But it was a good experience. Many more to have, but yeah, I got that gold pass, man. Good stuff. I think it's a good value. It's only available for, to Florida residents, and I think it's worth it. The only thing I don't have access to as well is they have water parks. I'm like, you know, shit, I'm not going to go up there for a water park. Maybe. Maybe another time, but yeah, that's it. Epcot experience, man. Came back. Been driving a bit last few days, but I look forward to just getting back in the routine.